In this lecture, we are going to look at international administration on customs issues and concentrate on the work of the World Customs Organization, or WCO for short. The WCO is an independent body with worldwide membership of over 175 countries. These countries range from those within the EU, such as the UK, to Ethiopia. In addition, from July 2007, the EU itself became a member of the WCO. The aim of the WCO is to assist in the effective and efficient running of customs administrations. It aims to ensure, in its own words, that international trade flourishes and it will take effective action against illegal activities. In short, the WCO tries to remove barriers to trade and simplify and harmonize customs procedures throughout the world. A full list of the countries it represents is available on their website, www.wcoomd.org. The WCO was initially established in 1952 as the Customs Cooperation Council, and in 1994 became the WCO as we know it today. The WCO describes itself as a forum where the member countries can tackle customs issues on an equal footing, and each member has one representative and one vote. The WCO is made up of committees that complete work that is set out in the WCO's strategic plan. The WCO is directed by a full council and a policy commission, of which there are currently 24 members. We've already said that the WCO works through its committees to achieve the objectives in its strategic plan, but what committees does it have? The principal committees are the Finance Committee, which is currently made up of 17 members, the Permanent Technical Committee with the Information Management Subcommittee, the Enforcement Committee, the Harmonized System Committee with its two subcommittees, the Review and Scientific Subcommittees, and the Technical Committee on Customs Valuation and Rules of Origin. We will have a look at the work of some of these committees in a bit more detail. We'll start with the work of the Harmonized System Committee. This might ring a few bells with you, as we mentioned the harmonized system in our lecture on classification. The aim of the committee is to harmonize international customs procedures by the development of a harmonized commodity description and coding system. What this means in simple terms is that goods should be classified consistently in all member countries to the first six digits. This benefits international trade. Imagine that you export goods all over the world. What a pain it would be if different countries had different ways of classifying their goods. You would have to learn and comply with lots of different rules. Currently, over 200 countries, which represent about 98% of the world's trade, use the harmonized system. So, for our exporter who exports all over the world, he shouldn't have to learn many other rules. The harmonized system is backed by explanatory notes, which we covered in the lecture on classification. These provide further detail about where goods should be classified. In addition, there is also a compendium of classification opinions to help ensure everyone applies the rules consistently. The Harmonized Committee also helps to ensure good customs and trade working relationships. It has three goals in relation to the World Customs Organization's strategic plan. Firstly, to secure uniform interpretation and application of the harmonized system, to update and improve the harmonized system to reflect changes in technology and trade patterns, and to promote the use of the harmonized system by customs administrations and other government agencies, international organizations, and the private sector. Twice a year, the Harmonized System Committee acts as an international tribunal with respect to classification of goods in the harmonized system. It is the body that can provide the most authoritative advice with respect to the classification of goods. We'll now take a look at the Technical Committee on Customs Valuation. Part of the WCO's strategic plan is to have the World Trade Organization's, or WTO for short, valuation agreement implemented by its members. This agreement provides that customs values should mainly be based on the transaction value of the imported goods. You will have seen this in the lecture covering valuation. Remember, it was method one out of the six methods? The Technical Committee meets twice a year to ensure that there is uniformity in the interpretation and application of the WTO valuation agreement. But what other major responsibilities does the committee have? They are, firstly, to examine technical problems that arise from the day-to-day administration of imports by its members
and provide advice on suggested solutions based upon the facts that they have been given. Where the technical committee makes decisions on these cases, they can be in the form of advisory opinions, commentaries, case studies, and all of these are published in the WCO's Compendium on Customs Valuation. Another of its responsibilities is to provide information and advice on questions concerning the valuation of imported goods as they have been received from its members. It also studies valuation laws, procedures, and practices. And finally, it provides technical assistance to its members to enable them to understand the WTO's valuation agreement. The final committee that we're going to take a look at is the Technical Committee on Rules of Origin. This is also referred to by the abbreviation TCRO. The Technical Committee deals with rules of origin for non-preferential purposes and aims to harmonise these rules throughout its membership. You may remember from an earlier lecture that the non-preferential rules of origin are used to determine where goods originate for the purpose of applying measures such as anti-dumping duties, or in order to determine whether a product requires an import licence. This committee does not look at preference rules for determining the country of origin in order to claim a lower duty rate. Specific responsibilities of the committee are to, firstly, provide technical assistance to its members. This could be in the form of training seminars. To develop guides and practice manuals on the harmonised rules of origin. To study the certification or verification processes to aid future implementation of the harmonised rules. And to revise the rules of origin as a result of amendments to the classification harmonised system, technological developments, and for any disharmony that occurs. Now that you've seen what the WCO does, have a go at the following multiple choice questions. Question 1. Which committee produces a compendium of classification opinions? A. The Technical Committee on Rules of Origin. B. The Enforcement Committee. C. The Harmonised System Committee. Or D. The Permanent Technical Committee. Next to the answers is an empty box for you to type in your answer. The correct answer was C. The Harmonised System Committee. Question 2. The Technical Committee on Customs Valuation meets how many times a year to ensure uniform application of the WTO Valuation Agreement? A. Twice. B. Once. C. Three times. Or D. Four times. Once again, type your answer into the box. The correct answer was A. Twice.